Ohio senator proposes bill to allow cryptocurrency for tax payments. Key points: State Senator Niraj Antani introduces legislation requiring Ohio and local governments to accept cryptocurrency for tax and fee payments. The bill also permits state universities and pension funds to invest in cryptocurrencies if they choose to do so. Ohio pushes for cryptocurrency adoption in government. In a bold move towards embracing digital currencies, Ohio State Senator Niraj Antani, R. Miamisburg, has introduced a bill that would require the state of Ohio and all local political subdivisions to accept cryptocurrency as a form of payment for taxes and fees. The proposed legislation, announced on September 30, 2024, aims to position Ohio at the forefront of cryptocurrency integration in government operations. Senator Antani emphasized the importance of this step, stating, "Cryptocurrency is not just the future, but it's the present of our 21st century economy. If we want to encourage innovation and free enterprise in Ohio, we should do everything we can to normalize these use of cryptocurrencies." Historical context and legislative hurdles. The push for cryptocurrency adoption in Ohio is not new. In November 2018, under the leadership of then-State Treasurer Josh Mandel, Ohio became the first state in the nation to accept cryptocurrencies for taxes. However, this initiative faced a setback in November 2019 when the Ohio Attorney General advised that the State Board of Deposits must approve such transactions. Senator Antani acknowledged the previous efforts, praising former State Treasurer Josh Mandel as a leader on cryptocurrency in 2018. He expressed frustration with the State Board of Deposits' inaction, stating, "Since they have failed to act, the legislature will." Expanding cryptocurrency integration. The proposed bill goes beyond tax payments, expressly permitting state universities and state pension funds to invest in cryptocurrencies if they choose to do so. This provision could potentially open up new investment avenues for these institutions, allowing them to diversify their portfolios with digital assets. As this bill moves through the legislative process, it is likely to spark debates about the role of cryptocurrencies in government finances and the potential risks and benefits of such widespread adoption. The outcome could set a precedent for other states considering similar measures in the evolving landscape of digital currencies.